Hi, this is Sedge Thompson. Welcome to this special audio highlights podcast from West Coast Live. For more information about our shows and other guests and podcasts, wcl.org. He's the co-founder and CEO of Crop Mobster, a local food network and social alert service. Will you please welcome Nicky Bobby Papadopoulos to West Coast Live. And he's coming up here with his giant selfie pole. It's not a selfie stick. It's a selfie pole. Are you comfortable there?
Doing good, thanks.
Doing good.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, good.
All right.
You know, you look like a bishop with his staff or something here.
Yeah, this is pretty much my version of the utilikilt, just different. I use it for making change in our communities.
By prodding people? It looks like a prod of some kind.
Well, a lot of interpretations, but what I do is I use this to go out and shine a light on members of our community, whether they're farmers or nonprofit hunger relievers, and really highlight the stories of impact they're having in our community, and then use our website and our team at Crop Mobster to get the word out about urgent issues related to surplus food or food that might go to waste or local organizations that need help, and that's the deal.
That sounds like a really wonderful thing to do. How do you hear about surplus food or surplus this or needs of people?
Well, you can hear about it and you can also see it. About 5 years ago, Sedge, I had the opportunity to go to work for my family at Bloomfield Organics Farm, and not a huge amount of experience working the dirt and growing vegetables, but as an outsider, one of the things that I could see was a huge amount of precious, nutritious food wasn't being sold, wasn't being donated. If we were lucky, it was being composted, but it really opened my eyes to the fact that a huge amount of our food, some estimate around 40% of this in this country, is going to waste. And that just tore me up and it really opened my eyes, and pretty soon we started seeing it grocery stores and restaurants and even in folks' homes, just this abundance that isn't finding a useful purpose, and all the water and energy and resources and love and passion that goes into it, it just drove me nuts. So pretty much we got to create a dream job, which is Crop Mobster, and what we do is we help citizens with a community exchange and alert system post alerts. Could be, hey, I've got a couple thousand pounds of potatoes that I can't find a home for. It could be, I'm working at a hunger relief organization like Catholic Relief Charities, and we don't have enough food to feed our constituents quite yet. So folks post these alerts, and then we use the power of you, the community, to share those alerts. Could be, on the email, on the Facebooks or the Twitters, or just picking up the phone or the cup and string, or calling your neighbor and just figuring out, hey, as a community, how can we solve this problem right here and now? And in the last 2.5 years, we estimate, and it's not our fault, right? We're providing the gear, but it's really the community coming together. A couple million pounds of food we found a home for, deals, donations, trades, whatever it takes. Put a couple million dollars in the bank for local farmers and food businesses and nonprofits, and we're here at this precipice where we have a chance to grow this movement from outside of the San Francisco Bay Area to anywhere, hopefully, that there's a need, which is everywhere.
You are a mobster.
Crop Mobster.
Thank you. Mobster.
And you're part of the club now.
So was this a way of just keeping your hands from getting dirty on the family farm?
No, this is a way to really find a purpose and passion in my life. We've got all this gear and all this opportunity in our communities. We live in an abundant part of the world, and that we have so much in terms of time and resources and goodwill, yet so many people are still struggling. And so it's just a way to use some of the gear I've collected over the years of my career, build a little team. We have great partners like the Grange Credit Union, who sponsors us, and a group called WIMP. And what we're doing...
WIMP?
WIMP, Web and Interactive Media Professionals. They're currently helping us. Like, you have buddies on the technology and media side. We have some folks who have adopted us to help us figure this out, because we started just by staring at a few boxes of lettuce that were going to waste, and it's kind of unfolded into this magic, beautiful, challenging journey where so many have pitched in. But so we have sponsors here locally. We are always looking for more, and we're just trying to figure out how to grow this movement, because we've had a request from every state in the country and multiple countries, and it's a complex challenge to solve, but we think we can make a dent along with folks like you who care about pitching in to the mission.
That's really wonderful. There's a group of people, I think they're called food runners at the San Francisco Ferry Building, who go around after the farmers market and collect a lot of the food and disperse it in a similar fashion.
That is a perfect segue into an alert that's live on our website right now. There's a lady named June Michaels. You like that one? I thought it was pretty fun. I like to play with the words. San Francisco Food Runners, a great model. We need to do more to support groups like that that are acting as an intermediary to take food that's going to waste and get it to people who need it. Well, a lady and friend of mine named June Michaels has migrated up to Sonoma County, starting Sonoma Food Runners. And guess what? And, you know, I forget the amount of time she's been able, I think in the last year, to create 10,000 meals for folks in need in our community and local charities. She's trying to replicate the food runner model. But I talked to June the other day, and she's like, Nikki Bobby, I'm trolling around town in borrowed cars. I'm renting vehicles to do this. We have a car or a vehicle that can only fit a cooler. I need something, and we deserve something. We need our own rig. So we post an alert on our site. It's live now. If any of you want to share it with your friends, if any of you have an old van, whatever, please share that alert, and we can get June Michaels at Sonoma Food Runners her own rig, and she can increase her impact as a result. People like that in the community are doing so much with so little that it's our job to help them get what they need.
So there's one. I understand also that there's a need for a lawnmower.
Yes, so all sorts, you know, people think that it's about helping farmers sell more food or finding food for hunger relievers, but there's all these other needs in the community that we're trying to identify and fill the gap. And miraculously, yesterday, the community garden in Healdsburg, how many of you actually live in this town? Awesome. What we learned is that they devote half of their garden to the local food pantry in Healdsburg. But guess what? Kind of overgrowing. Plus, they need something to chop up the grass and make compost. They made an alert yesterday that they need a lawnmower. So this is a live alert, again, on our website or on Facebook that you can share with your peoples or your teams. And hopefully, through the magic of community getting together, social media, we'll be able to find this group a lawnmower. And what I saw last night was three folks had already said we might have something for you just within a few hours. So sometimes, using the power of these tools, you can get it done rapidly. It's also not just the technology, but it's the people power that we're trying to ignite.
All right, Nikki Bobby, talk to me about this pole that you have. It's a strapped together pole. It looks with a holder for an iPhone at the top, where you can make films, videos, I guess. When do you use this? What are the circumstances?
Yeah. So what we learned at Crop Mobster was what we've learned is that it's not just enough to provide technology. You need to tell stories. You need to inspire people. And last year, I was thinking about, well, how can we get out in the community more and really shine a light? Because we tell a lot of impact stories on the site on people who are doing great work in the community. And so what we did was on the YouTubes, we started Crop Mobster TV. And have no video skills, just as you can tell, the passion for oration and communication and listening. And what I did was we were in Turkey, my wife and I, and we saw this crazy fad of the selfie stick. I'm like, how ridiculous is this? People shining a light on themselves in groups. And it was sort of weird. And I got home to our farm and I found this gutter washer. You can strap a hose to it and clean your gutters as well. And over time, it's collected logos and feathers like a NASCAR. And what we use it for is to get out in the community with my other persona, Nikki Bobby. I got that name when I worked on a NASCAR project at one point. And what I do is I put my mobile device on there and I interview folks like you or you in the audience, and then we publish it and we use it to, again, drive that impact, tell stories of change, whether it's Slow Food Russian River, working with the kids to press apples that might have gone to waste, or a cheese company that has some surplus cheese they need to sell, or McClellan's Dairy that over the holidays had a pumpkin cannon to get folks out having fun shooting pumpkins. And
wait a minute, a pumpkin cannon? A pumpkin cannon.
Yeah, you need to really check out these videos. I think there's a long and deep partnership in the works here, but
So the pumpkin cannon would fire pumpkins?
Yes.
How does that fit in with your food waste notions?
Because, you know, really when you're out on the land, you know, a great way for food not to go to waste is that it goes to animal feed or it gets worked back into the soil. So really it's not wasted, especially if you're getting kids and families out on the farm to learn about agriculture, to learn about the people who are growing our food. So that's one you can check out. We also have...
And a certain kind of armament practice.
Yeah.
How did it work? A pumpkin cannon.
amazing. You're just going to have to go watch. And then another fun one we have on our site is Steve Conwell, Montgomery Ferguson Farms. This brother raises pigs. And it just so happens that not only are his pork products really high-end and premium and tasty, but this guy with a truck and his herd of pigs and his miniature donkey are personally rescuing over 500,000 pounds a year of food that might go to the dump, which is a bad thing because it then turns into methane and kind of harms the climate deal we're working on here. And this guy's a local hero, starting a small business around helping local businesses and our community reroute waste into value. And that's another part of our mission is really closing the loops, because in our communities, whether it's food or surplus grass trimmings or leaves, it's all value. We just need to unlock it as a community, and that's our job, is to help communities do that and to create value, revenue, donations, build soil, all sorts of things. But he's also the Handlebar Mustache winner of the United States, and on the video you can see me doing a little healing with him because he had got it caught on a power tool.
Ow! Ow! Got his handlebar mustache caught in a power tool?
Not on live. Television or anything like that, but what we did was we just like, Steve, I want you to know that you have me and all 9 of my YouTube followers here to help you through this traumatic experience. So as you can see, we're having a lot of fun.
Well, how did, go back just a second.
There we go.
Nikki, cool. Yeah, they're cool. They got the message. They're going to go to your website. You can find Nikki Bobby, the Crop Mobster, on our website, wcl.org, and he's at cropmobster.com as well. What was your NASCAR career?
Back in the day, I've worked on a lot of community and corporate projects as a consultant and team builder. And right about the time when Talladega Nights came out, I was a negotiator for a race car driver with the sponsor company trying to figure out the contract. And so I'm in, I think it was Charlotte, North Carolina, with a team in the minivan. And we're driving down the road, and I'm the driver trying to keep all of the executives safe. And I think it was we passed an RV in the right lane at about 35 miles an hour, right when Will Ferrell's movie Talladega Nights came out. And someone was like, go, Ricky Bobby. And I was like, actually, it's Nikki Bobby. And it sort of stuck. And we've had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, it's just one way to lighten things up a little bit. A lot of the issues we're dealing with, whether it's community hunger and food security, food waste, farmers, over half in the state lose money. A lot of really serious, crucial issues that we're facing doesn't mean you can't lighten it up, bring a little love and passion into people's lives, and have some fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, joy is important. Jouissance? What's the French word? There's something. What's the Bloomfield Organics, your family farm? Yeah. Where is that, and what do you grow there?
Bloomfield Organics, our family farm. We're out between Bloomfield and Valley Forge in Sonoma County, California. About a 50-acre vegetable farm, growing a lot of organic, sustainable vegetables, growing, raising a herd of about 1,200 chickens for eggs. And that's where we got the idea for Crop Mobster and many other ideas. So we're also trying to grow ideas and inspire the community.
Wait a minute. It's a herd of chickens?
Yes.
A herd of, not a flock. That's a big flock. But anyway, it's a herd.
Yeah, you know, we should really talk about terminology later, but I think it's somewhere between a flock or a herd or whatever. And
a flurd.
A flurd. But the big deal is, you know, we've had a great run at our farm, but another issue, which I think Evan probably talked about last week, is that farmers in our state and around our country and world are really struggling to access land. We had a great run at the farm, award-winning, a lot of innovation surface, but it got put on the market recently, and so it sold in 5 minutes because it's premium ag land. And so we're in this transition where, you know, like a lot of farmers, we're adapting to the seasons of life, and Crop Mobster's going well, family's all good, but one thing I just want to raise attention of with the folks is that we've got to help the folks who grow food in our communities have access to land. There isn't a more noble purpose, you know what I mean?
You are speaking as a member of an agricultural family, Nick Papadopoulos. Why Mobster?
Why Mobster? Which I noticed
rather than Crop Flash Master or, you know, the Flash, or I don't know.
You know, when we started, there's this urban movement to do flash mobs. You know, have a party and have a lot of fun and get people together in rapid way, like on a subway, just instantly using social media. And so when we made our first alert on the Facebooks, we We called it a community food insecurity flash mob, and that stuck for about a week, and then it turned into a crop mob, which is another type of movement around the country where folks who don't have land go onto a farm, trade for some work, and get a meal. That's a crop mob. And then someone told us what we were doing was that, and so we NPR called for an interview 2 weeks into just experimenting, and that was interview was going to be on a Tuesday, and it was Thursday, and called my buddy Gary and some friends, and we said, well, let's try to build something in time for the interview. What's the name going to be? What are we going to do? So in 4 days in the barn, we built Crop Mobster, and that's the deal.
That, instead of a Palo Alto garage, yeah, is the secret of agriculture, a Sonoma County barn.
Yeah, you know, whatever it takes, whether it's in Palo Alto or in Sonoma County or Cloverdale or Guerneville, we just need to unleash ideas and encourage people, because a lot of you have ideas, to just take that first step to maybe make an experiment or share your idea with some friends. You know, we've had pretty good luck with it. A lot of ideas never take root, but some, like Crop Mobster, do. And then it's our job as a community, especially if it's providing community benefit, to fertilize it, you know?
Yeah, but you got to fertilize those ideas. Hello, there's a young person sitting in the audience. May I ask you a question here? Yeah. You are?
Charlotte.
And how old are you?
Almost 11.
And you're from?
Sebastopol.
Do you have a question for the Crop Mobster? Any ideas for him? What do you think of his ideas?
They're good.
Awesome. There we are.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlotte.
Thank you. Nikki Bobby Papadopoulos here on West Coast Live. Crop Mobster.
Thank you so much for this.
Thank
honor.
You.
Appreciate it. Go teams.
Go teams. Good. Excellent. This is Edge Thompson. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Try out others from West Coast Live right here, and we look forward to having you in one of our audiences one day. For more information, wcl.org.